It's not just the fact that they want to control the speech and everything you read and see and hear, control all of it, because that's a big part of what's happening here. They want to control everything. They want to know your bank account information. They want to know what you're allowed to say on social media. It's your social media score, your culture score, your score as a human being, like China does. They want to give you a score so they can say whether or not you get a job or can borrow money for a home or whatever it might be. Meanwhile, another idea pushed by Democrats beginning in earnest last year was defunding the police. Now, I talk about Esquire Bob saying that there's no attack on free speech when clearly there is from all directions. But even Esquire Bob said it's the dumbest thing he's ever heard. Yeah, the dumbest thing he's ever heard in politics, or maybe ever. Now the national news is focusing on skyrocketing levels of violent crime, record-setting levels of violent crime all over this country. Defund the police, insult the police, so police officers quit in record numbers, then come along with vaccine mandates for other departments and say, you must get this, and they say, nah, a bunch more quit. And then Democrats sit around and go, I can't figure out if why is crime so high? Must be the Republicans' fault. Must be the Republicans' fault. Yeah, Republicans' fault, Jethro. You got it. Listen to this. It's bite number three.
And right.
Bite number three, I'm sorry. Maybe it went and locked up on us. Maybe Jethro played with the buttons. Maybe something crazy happened. We are looking for bite number three if you find it.
For the first time since 96, there are more than 400 murders in back-to-back years in the city of brotherly love.
Why do we just live to die?
Principal Leondo Dunn and others are coming to their kids' defense, demanding an end to the violence.
It's like there is no way out of this.
At Simon Gratz High School, 9 kids have been shot and killed in the last year.
We had 3 students that we lost to gun violence in 1 week. Imagine the weight of that. You're a kid.
Learn.
I met with a group of students juggling environment and the understanding that education is the best path out.
What's your understanding of what's going on around here in the neighborhood?
It's very uncomfortable for us when we want to hang out with our friends that we have to look over our shoulders every day.
I don't walk to school or walk back. My mom makes me drive.
You still have to think about what can I do to make sure that I'm not in that situation, or what can I do to make sure that my future and my life are set so I could get out of this city.
Yeah, how do I get out of here? How do I survive? Right? How does that happen? That's always a huge question, right? So you've got, first of all, you've got the attack on the police and defund the police, spearheaded by the likes of Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib and AOC and others who have no clue about much of anything based on those comments, right? So you've got that going on. And then you've got the assault on education, telling parents that they have no idea and no place there. You've got all of these different things going on that are being rejected, frankly, that are being rejected across this country. And we're going to find out. I didn't think so until the last 24 hours. But I'll say it right now. I believe Glenn Youngkin is going to win in Virginia. And he's going to win by a margin that's going to surprise people. He's going to win by better than 2 points. And the only reason he's not going to win by more is because of early voting. For those that go to the polls next Tuesday, Glenn Youngkin is going to win this thing by a margin wider than anybody is expecting. We're going to talk about that in detail coming up. But let's go to bite number 10, because it's all of these demands of the people, taking control of the people's lives, the government dictating to people, whether it's the government taking over the IRS, telling you you have to have a vaccination, and people saying, no, we're not doing that anymore. These vaccine mandates issued by the federal government are part of the plan. It may fade, but right now they are on the way still. But the pushback is becoming tremendous. Brooklyn, huge pushback over the weekend. Listen to Health and Human Services Secretary Xavier Becerra. And you tell me what he is saying here. You think about what he's saying here. Listen.
And right now, requiring workers to be vaccinated is something you're seeing at the public, by the public sector and the private sector. We need to get out of this pandemic, and everyone has to be part of that. If you want to do stuff in public, if you want to do stuff with others, you got to be part of the team. And part of the team means you have to be safe and let others be safe around you. You can't just be selfish.
Yeah, you can't be selfish. We'll tell you what you're allowed to do. Selfish person. How dare you think for yourself and think that maybe you don't want the vaccine? And how dare you think that you can tell us that your children shouldn't have the vaccines too? Just who the hell do you think you are? An American? Please. That idea died long ago, you fool. That's the way he's acting. It's the way he's acting. Enough. We are Americans. The vaccines are all they're cracked up to be. The vaccinated should not have to worry about the unvaccinated. That's the deal, right? And yet, here we are having the same conversation again as they come through and they try to tell us, you must have it, and if you don't get it, what's next? We won't give you your Social Security check. What about that? We won't give you your SSDI, Social Security Disability Insurance. What about that? Unemployment? Can't have that either. Any government check cut off if you refuse to comply with their edicts. Think I'm wrong? Just keep watching. It's what they're pushing. In the meantime, I'm going to support the home team like PatriotFoods.com. I am. You should. PatriotFoods.com, looking out for American farmers, buying American-grown products. You got to be a label reader. You've got to be a label reader. You just have to be. You have to be. Otherwise, American farmers won't be here. And the next time we have a supply chain problem, maybe it won't be Christmas you don't get. Maybe it'll be dinner you don't get. Think about it. We'll be back on the Steve Gruber Show.
Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan Water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.